Now take a look at the summary of harmonic relations that's found at the in the color page at the front of the book. What you have been doing on this chart using the generating tone on an A, where we're using a generating tone of A of 110 in order to be able to show it on the treble and bass clefs. On a generating tone of A of 110, your first harmonic is produced an octave above that at 220, and that's very difficult for you to hear. We represent that with a square in notation and a red square to remind you of the color association. And then a fifth above that, you find your second harmonic, which is the generative or hara chakra. It's represented by a symbol, something like an anchor that is orange. And it's related to the system of the seven rays. If you look over, you'll see which ray each of these chakras and these colors is related to, and the name, the general name of the energy. And the energy is like an eon of the Gnostic Pleroma of eons. It's an archetypal divine reality. A fourth above that is the third chakra, the solar plexus, which we represent with a yellow circle. Then you'll find a third above that, the fourth harmonic, the heart, which is a triangle and it's green, associated with the energy of shalom or peace. Then the fifth harmonic, which is the throat, the equal-sided cross, and the sixth and seventh, which are the ajna and crown, and at the top, the seven-pointed violet star. And you'll find that not only does this represent the tones, one might say, of the color spectrum of light from the sun and the three octaves of energy that are contained within it, the one octave of light energy, so to speak, but you will find also that these relate very directly to the energy centers in your body that we know as chakras. However, they are not ways of attuning individual chakras. In fact, if you look on the charts of chakras that the Brahmins and the ancient Hindus have, you'll find that the color correspondences to chakras and the petals of the lotus and all that sort of thing are very different than what we have here. Why is that? That is because all the work that we're doing is not done with the chakras alone. They're done in the complex of chakras through what is called Sahasrara chakra, which is the master chakra in the crown chakra, which coordinates all of the chakra energies. So when we work with the red square and that tone, or when we work with the green triangle and that harmonic, we are not working with the chakra separately. It would be very dangerous to work with the chakra separately, just to work on one chakra, one energy system, because you would unbalance the entire system and you would not promote harmony, you would promote disharmony. So each time that you qualify the sounds of the chakras, you're not working on the chakras disproportionately or in a separatist sort of way. You're doing it within the context of the harmony of the chakras, and it's controlled actually through that. The Sahasrara is that part which you will find represented in the old Vedic texts with a rainbow of colors going from the red all the way up to the violet. And that is what we're doing when we work with these relationships. Also in the chart, you will notice an arrow going up that goes from somatic to psychic to noetic to spiritual. There are really four kinds of bodies that we can attune with sound. Not the highest bodies, not the spiritual bodies, but we can attune the physical body, we can attune the astral body, and we can attune the etheric body, which is somewhere in between, and we can attune the lower mental bodies. And we do that on our attunement tape, which you will find as the second tape in this series. And we can do that with a series of about 24 minutes of four cycles of attunements that are explained in detail in the back of the book. But you'll find that by using these exercises, you are building the little subtle spirilli of the antakarana of the rainbow bridge that your gross physical senses are only the tip of the iceberg of. Because when you see with your eyes, when you hear with your ears, you are seeing and hearing on the grossest levels. There are subtler levels to see and hear and taste and smell and know and intuit upon. And by doing these exercises and learning how to attune through these modalities, you are able to develop the subtle aspects of your senses and of your psychic senses, and you will become active and conscious on deeper and more subtle levels of these things. So that arrow that you will find in the chart going up from the somatic to the spiritual by way of the Antahkarana is the direction through which the energy moves in your bodies through the first seven harmonics, the lower triad, the chalice, and the higher triad, and then the higher harmonics in the exercises that we give you to do.